This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and small entrepreneurs are of utmost importance to the nation. He affirmed that India will not allow any harm to these groups under any pressure. The PM said this while addressing a gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. The PM assured that the government is dedicated to ensuring a dignified life for every section of the society. He highlighted that easing the lives of the urban poor remains a top government priority.
11 saalon mein kareeb 3000 kilometer lambe naye rail track Gujarat mein bichhaye gaye. गुजरात में रेलवे के पूरे नेटवर्क का 100% बिजलीकरण हो चुका है आज भी जो रेलवे प्रोजेक्ट गुजरात को मिले हैं इसे किसानों उद्योगों और श्रद्धालुओं सभी को लाभ होगा साथियों हमारी सरकार शहर में रहने वाले गरीबों को सम्मान का जीवन देने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है गरीब की गरिमा पर बहुत बल देते हैं आज साबरमती आश्रम के प्रवेश द्वार पर बने गरीबों के नए घर
Mr. Modi noted that Gujarat leads in sectors such as diamond, textiles, pharmaceuticals, semiconductors and petrochemicals. The projects launched are related to urban development, energy, roads and railways. Mr. Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad today. India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it. During the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Fijian counterpart Sithibeni Rabuka in New Delhi, both the leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The two leaders condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and stressed on the need to counter radicalization, combat terror financing, prevent exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist activities, and tackle terrorist recruitment. Briefing media in New Delhi, Secretary, Ministry of External Affairs, Nina Malhotra said the talks covered the entire gamut of bilateral relations, including political cooperation, trade, healthcare, mobility and defence. Fijian PM Rabuka arrived in New Delhi on a three-day visit to India on Sunday. Sithibeni Ligamamoda Rabuka has called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu said, India remains committed to strengthening its relations and development partnership with the Pacific Island countries, among which Fiji remains a special partner. The government has set up three high-level committees to celebrate the 150th birth anniversaries of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, tribal icon Birsa Munda, and birth centenary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. According to the Union Culture Ministry, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the chairman of all three committees. The committee is tasked to approve plans, programs, supervise and guide the commemoration ceremony across the country. Vallabhbhai Patel was born on 31st October 1875 in Nadiad, Gujarat. Mr. Patel played an instrumental role in the country's struggle for freedom. Birsa Munda is a celebrated tribal icon and freedom fighter. Tribal movements against British rule, like the Ulgulan Revolution led by Birsa Munda, were not only pivotal in challenging British oppression, but also inspired a national awakening. Atal Bihari Vajpayee was a poet, writer and statesman who served as Prime Minister for three terms. In 2015, he was conferred upon the country's highest civilian honour, Bharat Ratna. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan stated that the government has refused to allow the import of agricultural goods from the United States, prioritizing the interests and welfare of Indian farmers above all else. Speaking at the convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan said, "The new Bharat is full of confidence and does not fear anyone when it comes to safeguarding the interests of its own people." The minister also highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call to the 144 crore citizens of India to prefer indigenous goods for daily use, which could generate employment opportunities and strengthen the economy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.